This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Lives, live New Year's, Independence Eve show. It's Mark with you.
And I'm Ian.
And, you know, we're talking about a subject here that might be, I don't know, a little difficult for people to understand. Maybe dry might be the right terminology. But it's Alan Greenspan. This guy was, he was the prophet back about 10 years ago when he left his position as the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. Everybody believed he could just do no wrong. Then, of course, the economy collapsed. He actually left after the housing bubble had burst, but the effects really weren't in play. We hadn't seen all the effects. So the housing bubble burst in late 2005, but housing prices didn't really seem to fall. I think that I caught the very edge of it when I sold my house in Sarasota, Florida. I think it was in June of 2006. And it was a little later than that because we moved up here. So September or so of 2006. And we got our asking price. And, you know, things began to tank after that. So we got kind of lucky. But it just kind of goes to show where the prices were. Now, Alan Greenspan's basically saying that the world's economy is teetering on a precipice right now, and that the problem is that, entitlements, spending by governments, people who, they're giving money to people who essentially they don't have any way of kind of recouping it. They don't know where the money's coming from necessarily other than taxes in the future. Well, at some point or another, if entitlements become good enough, people will continue to fall off the work rolls, right? I mean, sure. You know, if you can be disabled and get a reasonably good income doing it, you're going to, not want to be abled, right? And if you're not abled, then the people who are making all the money, the business owners and those sorts of things, they got nobody to work for them. And that's that's a recipe for disaster.
It sure is. I mean, plus, while it may seem comfortable to have that entitlement check or the welfare check coming to you now, if the government decides that, well, crap, the only way we can keep up with all these entitlement checks we have to cut is to increase the money supply and start printing out more money, you get to the point of hyperinflation, then all of a sudden that $1,000 a month or whatever the amount is that somebody's getting isn't going to buy a bag of dog food, over time. You don't believe me? Go ask the people in Venezuela.
No, if Venezuela was the only example of hyperinflation, we'd be in pretty good shape. But we can find recent examples, and we can find historical examples. Zimbabwe, we are actually trillionaires here on Free Talk Live.
That's true. Ten trillion.
Multi-trillionaires. You and I have a Zimbabwe dollar nailed to the studio wall.
There's a Zimbabwe dollar and a $10 trillion dollar note.
A $10 trillion note.
Yep.
We have 10 trillion of completely worthless Zimbabwe dollars.
You can probably get like $5 for that, maybe.
Yeah, you can sell it on eBay or something. And somebody sent that to us, and it's really empowering to be
$5 is probably too much. You could probably get a pack of $10 trillion notes for $5.
It's empowering to be a trillionaire, but frankly, it doesn't do anything for you.
Yeah, no, it's not empowering at all.
Yeah. So that's what happens. We've seen it over and over and over again. Now, currency collapses come in different shapes and different forms. Fiat currency, that's what the U.S. dollar is, that's what the euro is, that's what all these things are. They collapse. They can't help not collapsing. Commodity currencies, they fluctuate in value. There's certainly times when gold and silver are worth more and when gold and silver are worth less. These are the traditional commodity currencies, but there have been others in the past. Tally sticks, wampum, I guess that's all I'm coming up with. I know the Spartans used iron, but they didn't use it to much effect. Are you familiar with this example? So, Sparta was in many ways a very planned society. And besides their whole, warrior class that they had, the noble warrior class that they had, they also attempted to use iron, because iron was used for making weapons, so therefore that should be the most valuable thing in Sparta. But they couldn't create their own economy, and certainly Spartans would accumulate currencies from surrounding city-states, mm-hmm. which were made of gold and silver. So they did it to lesser, greater success, but nonetheless. That was essentially a fiat currency, because the government said that iron was the currency.
The legal tender.
The legal tender, yeah. So anyway, I don't know what these collapses are going to look like, but Alan Greenspan, greater people than us, and we've been saying that this is going to come at some point. Frankly, anybody that we talk to, economists of all sorts, say, yes, this collapse is going to occur, but we don't know when. We don't know how. We've suggested gold and silver as places to run. Also, cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ether, having some stored food. Those are the suggestions I have. But I'm kind of interested in what Alan Greenspan said before he became the Federal Reserve Chairman.
And so are we done with his comments from today?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, so I have a story here from LouRockwell.com. And it is originally from 2003, so 13 years ago. Representative, you might know the name, Ron Paul wrote the piece. It's actually a really lengthy piece. I'm just going to give you the excerpts that are more relevant to what Greenspan had to say. Toward the beginning of the story here, Ron Paul writes, Alan Greenspan, years before he became Federal Reserve Board Chairman in charge of flagrantly debasing the U.S. dollar, wrote about this connection between sound money, prosperity, and freedom in his article, Gold and Economic Freedom, in The Objectivist, July of 1966. Greenspan, remember, he's 90 years old, right?
Yeah.
Greenspan. Greenspan starts by saying, quote, an almost hysterical antagonism toward the gold standard is an issue that unites statists of all persuasions. They seem to sense that gold and economic freedom are inseparable, unquote. Further, he says, quote, under the gold standard, a free banking system stands as the protector of an economy's stability and balanced growth.
And, he's going back to saying things like that. Let me give that last quote from his article here. It says, if we went back to the gold standard and we adhere to the actual structure of the gold standard as it exited prior to 1913, we'd be fine. Remember, the period 1870 to 1913 was one of the most aggressive periods economically that we've had in the United States, and I believe it was the most aggressive. And that was a golden period for the gold standard. I'm known as a gold bug, and everyone laughs at me, but why do central banks own gold now?
Astoundingly, Mr. Greenspan's analysis of the 1929 market crash and how the Fed precipitated the crisis directly parallels current conditions we're experiencing under his management of the Fed. Greenspan explains, again, back from the 60s, quote, the excess credit which the Fed pumped into the economy spilled over into the stock market, triggering a fantastic speculative boom. And further, quote, by 1929, the speculative imbalances had become overwhelming and unmanageable by the Fed, unquote. He concluded his article by saying, quote, in the absence of the gold standard, there's no way to protect savings from confiscation through inflation. That's just a basic fact.
Yeah, let's explain how savings are confiscated by inflation. So if you
inflation being the increase in the money supply.
Right. So inflation is the increase in the money supply, but we'll call that currency inflation for the purposes of not arguing with people who want to call price inflation inflation. So if for instance you have an organization that creates money, we'll call that organization the Federal Reserve through the dictates of the Department of Treasury.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say there are $1 million in circulation. Obviously, there's significantly more than that, but there's $1 million. You have $100 in the bank that you have scraped together in order to be able to save to buy whatever it is you want to buy of value, mm-hmm. a place to live, a car to drive, some clothes to wear, send your kids to college, whatever it might be. There's $1 million. You've got 100 of it. Now, the organization that creates the money then decides to double the money in circulation. Now there's $2 million in circulation,
yep.
But you only have $100 in savings because they didn't double your money.
They doubled, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They just took new money and created it out of nothing.
And so, gave it to their politically connected buddies.
Right. They moved it through the banking system, and it was created through debt, through mortgages and other sorts of loans, and that's how it was dispersed. Is your $100 worth the same or half of what it was now that the currency has been doubled? it seems pretty close to obvious that your currency is beginning to spiral downward in value. And that's how wealth is confiscated.
It's definitely worth less. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Let's compare old Alan Greenspan with 2003 Alan Greenspan coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Independence Eve edition. It's Mark with you.
And Ian.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. On the coattails of Alan Greenspan predicting some kind of economic collapse in the relatively near future if we don't go on a gold standard, and he claims it'd be relatively easy. I don't know how you'd do it precisely, but okay.
I would be interested in hearing exactly how, you know, you could reverse the trend that has happened here, where the government has had the benefit of being able to print money and basically print as much of it as they want to.
Well, I think the answer to that is that they're not going to, right? I mean, the bankers and the politicians see...
It's political suicide to advocate for this.
Some people have done it. Ted Cruz,
Ron Paul, but I mean,
Ted Cruz did it to some extent. You can advocate for it. It's doing it that's very, very difficult.
Yeah. And you're not going to win any friends in D.C.
You're certainly not going to win any friends on Wall Street either, because they know the amount of money that is, the amount of wealth, I should say, not the amount of money, because money just sort of is a numerical representation of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of wealth that's on the table. Because this is a really great way for governments and big organizations to claw wealth away from the little people and sure. give it to the connected people. This is why this is just so evil. But
yeah, that's why they hatched the plot on Jekyll Island way back in the day, right?
You can't tell people this, though. Yeah. It's a boring topic they don't want to hear about.
It's a shame, because it's your money, so it should be pretty important to you.
But you can do things individually to help yourself. You can get some gold, get some silver, get some Bitcoin, maybe some other cryptocurrencies, something like that. I would recommend all of those as opposed to one of those.
Correct. You don't put all your eggs in one basket.
But that's a way to protect wealth, and that wealth will likely skyrocket once you see some kind of collapse coming on.
Something else you can do is to get in physical proximity with other people who actually believe these things. Because it's one thing to understand economics. It's another thing to be around other people who also understand it. It's one thing to love freedom. It's another thing to be around people who love freedom. Because most libertarians, most voluntarists out there are alone. They are, almost no one. They have almost no one in their immediate area that actually openly agrees about these things. Maybe there are some silent libertarians in the immediate area, but if you don't know about them, then they might as well not exist.
Yeah.
Here in New Hampshire, there are active migration movements here of libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists, people who love the ideas of liberty, who are coming to this one geographic area. So we could actually have a chance at seceding from the United States before the crash. Like you said, it's going to happen at some point. Maybe secession could happen beforehand to help lessen the blow of whatever, might happen in an economic circumstance like we were describing. But not just secession, just overall, having more free market policies in one state, having fewer government regulations to pile on top of people, more freedom to run a business. New Hampshire is the destination for people who love freedom. Some people are coming here because of the Shire Society. You can learn more about that at ShireSociety.com, where you can sign the Shire Society Declaration, and you can start planning your move to New Hampshire to be around the largest community of liberty-oriented people in the world. That's a fact.
Yeah.
There's nowhere else in the world that comes close. There are thousands of people who are planning a move to New Hampshire as we are speaking, and there's 101 great reasons why you should consider doing it. Not just because Bitcoin's great here, but that's one of them. There's a lot of Bitcoin use here. But there's a lot of liberty people here who are getting active. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. Learn more about it. 101reasonsfilm.com. And then sign up for the Shire Society at shiresociety.com.
Yeah, I think that's a way to make yourself a bit freer.
Yeah.
New Hampshire is among the freest states in the Union, depending on which year you look at the freedom of the 50 states.
It's among the freest places in the world, if you think about it.
It certainly is. Yeah. If the United States is in the top 20 freest places in the world, and that's according to the economic freedom charts at Free the World.
The freer states of New Hampshire are bogged down in the total United States numbers by states like New York
and California. Right. They're pulled down. So it's difficult to sort of rank,
is New Hampshire freer than Hong Kong or Singapore or whatever?
I don't know.
And it really just depends on what it is that you're looking for. What does freedom mean to you? Because there's different sort of forms of freedom. There's this greater term, but I'm not interested in PCP freedom, right? Like, I don't care personally if PCP is readily available on drugstore shelves, which I'm sure it must be somewhere in the world. I don't know. Maybe it's not. I don't know. You got me. It's because I don't care.
Yeah.
But, it depends on your type of freedom. And, New Hampshire ranks highest, among the highest for that reason. I think that median income, New Hampshire beats out European countries.
Yeah, we were looking at the GDPs of New Hampshire compared to other nations recently, and it's in the top 10.
Yeah.
So let's continue here with some questions.
And wealth is freedom to some extent, right? Yeah. Like if you're scraping around for some food, you don't feel particularly free.
So more from Greenspan?
Please, if you would.
So this is from an article by Ron Paul written back in 2003. He's talking about old Greenspan from the he's old now, but Greenspan from the past in the 1960s.
Past Greenspan.
From his article, Gold and Economic Freedom in 1966, where he says that in the absence of the gold standard, there's no way to protect savings from confiscation through inflation. He says the shabby secret of the proponents of big government and paper money is that deficit spending is simply nothing more than a, quote, scheme for the hidden confiscation of wealth, unquote. And that's what you were discussing earlier, where when the government prints money out, they're taking your wealth, and you don't even really realize that it's happening, because you didn't have to cut a check to transfer it to them.
That's the creation of currency, but he's talking about deficit spending. It's similar, but it's not exactly the same. So the United States is currently $19 trillion in debt to central banks and other governments, right? Well, who's going to pay that? It's not
no
you.
No one.
It's not me. Well, who knows?
You're, that's never
now you're predicting
off.
The now you're predicting the future, but the debt exists, right?
Well, as much as any imaginary concept exists.
Well, yeah, it's quantified, and people believe they're
there's
owed money.
There's a big number on a clock somewhere that,
well,
that exists.
People believe they're owed money, and that number is being and the total.
But I don't owe them the money. I didn't get into the agreement.
I hear you that you're claiming that you don't owe the money, and you likely won't have to pay it. But because the government is likely to collapse or have to, destroy those numbers in some way, shape, or form. But in reality, what's going on here is that people are spending their grandchildren and great-grandchildren's money. We haven't not had a deficit since Andrew Jackson's administration. Some people will claim there's a, $20,000 to $40,000 deficit.
So we haven't had
point.
A deficit since then?
We haven't not have a, had a deficit.
Oh, haven't not.
Haven't not
double
had
negative.
A debt. Excuse me. Haven't not had a debt. A deficit means something that happens every year. So under Bill Clinton's, we had the surplus. Remember, everybody talks about the surplus because there was
I didn't have a surplus.
Okay, we're talking about the United States and you live in it.
I'm not that. I'm not part of the United States government.
I understand.
Yeah.
I'm talking to other people, not you.
They don't either. They're not part of the government either, most likely. They're probably not.
The government believes that they own those people.
Yeah.
The government will confiscate from you every single year the fruits of your some percentage of the fruits of your labor.
They can go pound
that
sand.
That is the actions of a master. That is an action, the actions of somebody who believes they own you.
855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And I'm Ian.
You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about Alan Greenspan, and certainly his words on economics should not be taken lightly. But we do need to sort of look at where has he, you know, what have his positions been in the past? And he has recently predicted the downfall of the economics sort of generally globally, and says that a gold standard will prevent all those things. Now, he didn't seem to have any love for the gold standard when he was chairman of the Federal Reserve, when he might have been actually able to do something about it.
Right.
So it was before and after that he's sort of been of that opinion. Is it hypocritical? Certainly some people might think so.
So we shared with you some of the quotes from Greenspan from back in 1966 when he was writing about gold, specifically the story coming from LouRockwell.com, Ron Paul writing the piece back from 2003. But Greenspan wrote a paper, Gold and Economic Freedom, where he basically completely destroys the idea of the government having a paper currency and says that it needs to be tied to gold because otherwise it is a scheme for the hidden confiscation of wealth, which is exactly what government inflating the money supply does, is it transfers quietly wealth from all of us into the hands of the politically connected few. So let's go to Greenspan in 2002. Ron Paul writes, monetary policy today is designed to demonize gold and, or excuse me, not demonize, but demonetize gold, but they might as well demonize it, and guarantee for the first time that paper can serve as an adequate substitute in the hands of wise central bankers. Trust, then, has to be transferred from gold to the politicians and bureaucrats who are in charge of our monetary system.
So gold's not exactly trustless, because you have to trust that people will take it in the future, but you can sort of look historically. They often have, you can do business deals in gold today.
Well, as long as gold is useful in industry, it will be accepted in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And so gold is used in a variety of products, so it's not going anywhere. This fails until it can be, replicated from pure energy or something like that. As long as they've got to mine it out of the ground and it's scarce, it'll be worth something. This fails to recognize the obvious reason that market participants throughout history have always preferred to deal with real assets, real money, rather than government paper. This contest between paper and honest money is of much greater significance than many realize. We should know the outcome of this struggle within the next decade. And he was writing this in 2003. Alan Greenspan, though once a strong advocate for the gold standard, now believes he knows what the outcome of this battle will be. Is it just wishful thinking on his part? In an answer to a question I asked before the Financial Services Committee in February of 2003, Chairman Greenspan made an effort to convince me that paper money now works as well as gold. Here's a quote. It's what Greenspan said in the Financial Services Committee. Quote, I've been quite surprised, and I must say pleased, by the fact that central banks have been able to effectively simulate many of the characteristics of the gold standard by constraining the degree of finance in a manner which effectively brought down general price levels. Unquote. So, hey, see, he learned something new in his governmental chairmanship role where he didn't realize, he used to be this big gold guy, and now he's been surprised by the brilliant central bankers and their ability to manipulate things.
Well, I don't disagree for a second that the central bankers are brilliant. These people don't get where they are for not being dumb.
Yes, but he claims they simulated characteristics of the gold.
They did for a period of time, but you have to look at the dot-com bubble, especially the housing bubble. He said this prior to the housing bubble. Clearly, they weren't able to simulate, value-backed currencies when the housing mm-hmm. housing area collapsed. There have been historically bubbles in markets that had value-backed currency. The great example is the tulip craze or whatever it was in the Netherlands. Are you familiar with this, Ian?
Nope. I mean, I might have heard of it at some point.
Yeah.
But
at some point or another, tulips were developed, right? And then they became all the craze, and you had people buying them, and the prices just kept going up and up and up. And, people were putting their orphanages were putting all their savings into tulips because it seemed like
crazy.
Well, yeah, it was crazy. But it was a value-backed currency at the time.
Uh-huh.
People it was just a bubble. It was just a craze.
Yeah.
And these things happen. There's no doubt about it, but they tend to be more limited. Take a look when just keep watching the college industry. Watch the prices go up year after year.
Yep.
Watch the medical industry. Watch the prices skyrocket year after year. Those are bubbles, and they're going to pop. What it looks like when they do, I can't answer that for you. But I can tell you a lot of people will be a lot less wealthy, and it'll be the poor people, not the rich people, again.
Earlier in December of 2002, Mr. Greenspan spoke before the Economic Club of New York and addressed the same subject, saying at that time, quote, the record of the past 20 years appears to underscore the observation that although pressures for excess issuance of fiat money are chronic, a prudent monetary policy maintained over a protracted period of time can contain the forces of inflation. unquote.
And what year was that?
In 2002.
So, he walked away from his job in 2006 after the housing bubble had just popped, making him look like a guy who, you know, could do these things because he didn't take over this this failed system. Poor Bernanke had to pick up the pieces.
Ron Paul says there are several problems with this optimistic assessment. First, efficient central bankers will never replace the invisible hand of a commodity monetary standard.
True.
Second, using government price indexes to measure the success of a managed fiat currency should not be reassuring. These indexes can be arbitrarily altered to imply a successful monetary policy. I remember when we looked at some of those indexes, they just didn't include certain prices. Like, oh yeah, this is the inflation price. Well, they didn't include food or whatever was
in
there.
Well, you know, the consumer price index doesn't include fuel,
right,
gas, and housing. Now, I understand that those things are, you know, flexible and whatever. You don't want to base your numbers on them. But those are, think about it for a second, fuel, food, and housing, that's where most of my money goes.
Yeah, sure.
So I really don't care what the plastic Tupperware bins are at Walmart. It doesn't really particularly matter to me.
One of those a year or whatever. Also, price increases of consumer goods are not a litmus test for measuring the harm done by the money managers at the Fed. The development of overcapacity, excessive debt, and speculation still occur, even when prices happen to remain reasonably stable due to increases in productivity and technology. That's the thing that you can't factor in when it comes to, you know, how much money the government is printing. If you just look at the prices of a good, Ron Paul's absolutely right. If the manufacturing capabilities for that good have gotten better, and many of them have, meaning that it costs less, maybe the source materials cost less, or the efficiency of the production has ramped up over the years. You know, a bottle of alcohol, I think you gave this example once on the air, buying, you know, rubbing alcohol.
Right. I used to use rubbing alcohol to sort of take the grease off my face in high school. I'd looked at, you know, the products back then were much more rudimentary than they are today. Yeah. But if you looked at things like Seabreeze, this was just basically alcohol to get the stuff off your face. It wasn't particularly effective in stopping.
No.
Acne. But whatever, I used it.
I remember that.
It was 99 cents a bottle. Now I can go to Walmart and I can buy a bottle for 25 cents the last time I went, and it might even be cheaper than that now.
Is it that cheap now? I was thinking 59 cents. But either way, so despite the increased money supply,
it's gone up from then. But
some prices of goods have gone down, and so you can't just base, you know, your assessment of the economy on consumer goods. Chairman Greenspan makes his argument because he hopes he's right that sound money is no longer necessary, and also because it's an excuse to keep the inflation of the money supply going for as long as possible, hoping a miracle will restore sound growth to the economy. But that's only a dream, says Ron Paul. So there you go. That's old Greenspan versus Greenspan of 2003, and now new Greenspan.
New Greenspan,
back
good
to
as the old.
Exactly. So he was totally bought out. I mean, he was totally owned by his master.
Why didn't the government offer me a big check to shut up?
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts on the economy. Coming up, an update from Venezuela, where things are not going well.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
a place where Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can give us a call. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It is the final segment of the final hour of Free Talk Live on this Independence Eve. It's Mark with you.
Yeah, and it's Ian. Happy secession weekend here.
That's exactly right. You know, here, England recently seceded from the EU, and everybody predicts catastrophe. I'm sure the catastrophe was predicted when the United States seceded from England, too.
Sure.
Secession, although often a bumpy ride initially, can and often does promote prosperity for the middle class, the working classes, in society, the bottom four on the quintile charts.
Well, we've been talking about economics. We've been talking about the gold standard throughout the show here tonight, and inflation. And the country in the world right now that seems to be the hardest hit by inflation, specifically hyperinflation, is Venezuela. And I don't think they can secede from anywhere, so secession is not going to save them. They have to get rid of the socialist governments. It's going to have to be, I don't know if it's going to have to be overthrown or if they can somehow do it through the political system, because the current president of the country, Nicolas Maduro, does not want to go anywhere. There's a referendum to have him ejected from his seat, and he's trying to delay that from going to a vote for as long as possible.
If he can delay it until next year, which is what his hope is yep. then his vice president or something would take over
even if they kick him out.
If they kick out Maduro rather than having another election.
Which is, a horrible idea, too, because they're all bad. I mean, Maduro was the VP of Hugo Chavez, who started this ball rolling down the hill.
When your government is that lack of, when it becomes unresponsive in that way, that's when revolutions occur. People are hungry, and the government isn't changing anything.
Well, that's
is revolution time.
Yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to talk about here with the Washington Post reporting. We've been checking in with the situation periodically over the last few years, and it's just been spiraling downward. It's really bad there right now. In the darkness, the warehouse looks like any other. A metal-roofed hangar next to a clattering overpass with homeless people sleeping nearby in the shadows. But inside, workers quietly unload black plastic crates filled with merchandise so valuable that mobs have looted delivery vehicles, shot up the windshields of trucks, and hurled a rock into one driver's eye. Soldiers and police milling around the loading depots give this neighborhood the feel of a military garrison. It's just cheese, says Juan Herrera, a 29-year-old driver, as workers unloaded thousands of pounds of white Venezuelan queso from his delivery truck. He says, I've never seen anything like this before.
People are starving, that's why.
The fight for food has begun in Venezuela. On any day, in cities across this increasingly desperate nation, crowds form to sack supermarkets. Protesters take to the streets to decry the skyrocketing prices and dwindling supplies of basic goods. The wealthy improvise, some shopping online for food that arrives from Miami. Middle-class families make do with less. Coffee without milk, sardines instead of beef, two daily meals instead of three. The poor are stripping mangoes off the trees and struggling to survive.
Well, you know, frankly, they're lucky to be in a climate where they are, where they can get fruit off of trees.
Year-round.
That sort of thing, yeah.
And they've been allegedly killing, you know, dogs and stray cats and things like that. This is savagery, said Pedro Zaraza, a car oil salesman who watched a mob mass on Friday outside of a supermarket where it was eventually dispersed by the army. He says the authorities are losing their grip. What has been a slow-motion crisis in Venezuela seems to be careening into a new, more dangerous phase.
Yeah, once the army can't feed its people, and it's having some trouble doing that, too,
yep.
Then what happens? When the army has to fire on civilians, it's not going to be willing to do that when you're talking about Venezuelans shooting Venezuelans.
Some of them will be willing to.
Well, some will be willing, there's no doubt.
If it means they get fed,
at some point, this is... Again, let me reiterate, this is how revolutions start. Yes, the Russian soldiers were willing to fire on Russian civilians for a period of time, but at some point, they just began to see the error in their government's ways.
The political stakes are mounting, exhausted by government-imposed power blackouts, spiraling crime, endless food lines, shortages of medicine, and waves of looting and protest. Citizens are mobilizing against their leaders. Hey, here's a hint. Politicians aren't leaders. They don't deserve to lead even a parade. In recent days, Venezuelans lined up to add their names to a recall petition that aims to bring down the country's president, Nicolas Maduro, and put an end to the socialist-inspired revolution ignited 17 years ago by Hugo Chavez. The scan continues, said Angel Rondon, a mechanic who sometimes now eats just once per day. Things have to change, he says. The rumor spread.
It's the Venezuelan diet plan. All you have to do is move down there, you'll lose weight.
The rumor spread quickly on a recent Tuesday evening in the poor farmlands near Barlovento, an hour east of Caracas. A truck carrying rice had tipped over, and food was free for the taking. Glenna Sierra, a mother of seven, grabbed a plastic bag and ran from her cinderblock shack. More than 1,000 people joined her in scrambling to reach the village of La Fundación before they realized there was no rice truck, only a rumor. We have never had this level of need, said Sierra, one of several witnesses who described the melee. For decades, Venezuela was one of Latin America's most stable and developed democracies, with a middle class accustomed to the benefits of oil wealth. Economic crises in the 80s and 90s battered many Venezuelan families, but the Chavez era was marked by rising oil prices and declining poverty, leaving few people prepared for the sickening freefall of the past few years. Sierra has long been a proud Chavista, convinced that government spending can create a more equal society. Chavez's government, flush with oil money and billions of dollars.
It depends on how you define equal. Is it equal possessions, equal money, or is it equal opportunity? Because, or is it equal, you know, equal outcomes or equal opportunity, I think is sort of the question. Because outcomes will never be equal.
Now it's equal poverty for a lot of people.
Not for Chavez.
Yeah, Chavez is
Chavez
he's dead.
Is dead, but not for Maduro.
Chavez's government, flush with the oil money and billions of dollars in foreign loans, gave her the Madres del Barrio subsidy for mothers in extreme poverty. Another program helped residents to finish houses under construction. Youths from her community received scholarships. She says, "I always lived for the revolution." But many of the welfare programs started by Chavez have dried up, and the nearest store has little more than 2-liter bottles of Pepsi and packs of Pall Mall cigarettes. Under Chavez, the government established a network
of... Pepsi will keep you going if you're starving to death.
It established a network of government-run supermarkets that sold basic foods at subsidized prices. But inflation has put even these bargains out of the reach for many people. A single kilogram of yucca, about 2 pounds, now costs about...
It's potatoes, basically.
One-third of the weekly minimum wage.
Wow. The good news here is that they don't have the housing costs that we do, because essentially the economy is in free fall. You can't get renters out of houses anyway, so people have just given up.
Sarah's neighbors hunt for deer and armadillos for substance and barter their meager catch. She lives off of what she can grow, yams, tomatoes, corn, or what she can forage. Once a cacao-producing region, the area has been devastated by drought. She says, "I'm a Chavista, and damn it, this situation is hard. That is why the revolution is being killed, because we are hungry."
Yeah, right. I'm sorry, socialism doesn't work, because sooner or later you run out of other people's money. It's a really great quote, because it's true.
Yeah, it just goes on. I mean, this is a very lengthy story with the latest sort of on the economic just... miserable situation that's happening there. It starts with a photograph of someone's refrigerator, which is basically empty. There is, let's see, looks like half of some sort of fruit sitting in there in an empty plate. There's really nothing in this person's refrigerator.
If your refrigerator's empty, you should have bottles
of water
in there in order to hold the cold mass. I'm going to assume that he doesn't pay for his power, or he was trying to make a point for the reporter.
There's a photo from the Washington Post here of a man resting in front of a local store in Barlovento. The store has not received food since January, forcing people to go to bigger towns.
Why is it called a store?
Well, there's some, it looks like some drinks in the store, but they don't have any food.
Wow.
So if you want food, you have to go to one of the bigger towns or even Caracas to have a sit in a line for several hours before you might get a chance at some basic goods. Transporting the nation's food means running a gauntlet of need. On June 20th, hundreds of protesters blocked a highway in an area called El Guapo, east of Caracas, paralyzing dozens of delivery trucks. During the day-long standoff, one of the drivers watched as residents ransacked trucks carrying flour and pasta. Soldiers used tear gas to disperse the crowds.
Yeah. You can't even drive around with flour without getting your truck hijacked.
He says, "My boss wants me to try again." I told him, "Boss, they almost killed me on Monday."
Right. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Well, you can check us out in the meantime on our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com, or go to our regular website and put some stories up there like Ty Bry did.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at VIBA-ODP.com from Viva Outdoor Products.